New booster shots may be right around the corner. The Food and Drug Administration is considering authorization for additional doses of the Johnson & Johnson and Moderna vaccines to join Pfizer, which already has an authorized booster. New COVID-19 cases are trending downward, but they're still much higher than they were at the beginning of the summer. And we have a sad reminder today about breakthrough infections of those vaccinated but vulnerable. So let's bring in Dr. Lena Wen, emergency physician and professor of public health at George Washington University, joining us by Skype. So, Dr. Wen, tick through first, who's eligible, authorized for these new boosters?
Well, right now, nothing has changed because the FDA advisors met last week, although the FDA has yet to issue their official recommendations. The CDC is going to be meeting later on this week. And so right now, the only people who are authorized to receive additional doses are people who got the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines who are severely or moderately immunocompromised. That's a group that from as early as August, our federal health officials were already saying that they could get an additional dose. And what was determined a few weeks ago, which was that people who got the Pfizer vaccine 6 months after their second dose, if they are over 65 or over 50 with chronic medical conditions or over 18 with underlying medical issues or have high exposure to COVID, they are able to get an additional dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
Right.
For Moderna recipients and Johnson & Johnson, we hope to have further guidance from the CDC later this week.
Okay. But as you know, Dr. Wen, a lot of people aren't waiting for that. I want to get your opinion on this. We have a colleague who was offered a Pfizer booster when she went to get a flu shot. Now, she didn't fit any of the qualifications you mentioned of age or vulnerability. But the supermarket pharmacist said, oh, take it anyway. And, you know, we're reading reports that people are. They're just going to get a booster shot without being, as I said, of the qualifications. How do you feel about that?
I actually think that our federal health officials should allow everyone who wants to receive a booster to be able to get one. And here's the reason. The science shows that we are still, if you are younger and generally healthy, you're still well protected against severe infection, severe enough to cause hospitalization or death, even if you don't get a booster at this time. However, the immunity against mild infection does appear to be waning over time, and especially with the Delta variant. Now, there are some people who will say, as long as I'm protected against severe disease, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. While there are many others who don't want to have a breakthrough infection at all, who don't want to potentially have long-term consequences, who may have young children, who may be exposed to immunocompromised family members, who maybe even don't want to miss work because they don't want to get sick. And I think that it should not be up to our federal health officials to tell people what their values really should be.
Yeah, and as you know, the WHO, the World Health Organization is against boosters because they feel there are too many people around the globe who haven't gotten their first shot. But as you're saying, why not immunize as many people as possible so others don't get sick? But what about mixing and matching? You know, you get the Pfizer booster when your first shot was Johnson & Johnson.
Well, there was a major study that was first released last week. It is a study by the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, but it's still preliminary. And the sample size has been criticized as being quite small because it's 458 individuals in nine categories, because this is mix and match of three different vaccines. So you can imagine 3x3 matrix. So far, those data show that, number one, mixing and matching of different vaccines, so having a booster of something different than what you got initially, appears to be safe, that there are no new or worse side effects. It also shows that, especially for Johnson & Johnson recipients, that having a second dose of something else, either Moderna or Pfizer, could actually induce an even stronger antibody response. Mm. Now, that said, this is still a relatively small study. I expect that what the CDC is going to come out with later this week is to say that people who got the one dose J&J vaccine really need to get a second dose of something. They're probably going to recommend that people still get a second dose of the J&J vaccine because that's where most of the studies are done. But I hope that they will also allow for J&J recipients to choose a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine if it's an issue of access and convenience or a personal preference.
Just a few seconds here, but we got the news today that former Secretary of State Colin Powell died of COVID-19, even though he was vaccinated. He had the so-called breakthrough infection, probably because he was vulnerable. He was treating cancer. Your thoughts?
It's really important to mention that Secretary Powell was 84 years old, had multiple myeloma, this blood cancer, and therefore was in the highest risk category of individuals who are both medically frail and in the category of people who the vaccine just may not induce as much of an immune response in these individuals. And so this is the reason why we really need to get everybody to have immunity, because ultimately that's what's going to protect all of us. This does not illustrate that vaccines are not working, but rather that we all need to be protected. Yes, the vaccines protect you, the individual, but there are going to be some individuals who are particularly vulnerable, and it's up to all of us to protect them.
Get a shot in honor of Colin Powell. And Dr. Lena Nguyen, emergency physician, professor at George Washington University, thanks as always.
Thank you.